A week from Sunday, Italy holds a general election. Favored to win is a center-right coalition led by media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi, who was prime minister in 1994. Berlusconi, so far, has refused to debate his main rival, the leader of the center-left coalition, Francesco Rutelli. Rutelli says that's because Berlusconi would have to answer allegations of conflict of interest. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
One of Rome's best political barometers is located in the center of the city. It's the Campo dei Fiori fruit and vegetable market. While people buy fresh produce on stalls shaded by wide white umbrellas, political candidates come here to shop for votes. Today, it's a small centrist party. But Mauro, a young man who sells dried herbs and exotic spices, says he's already made up his mind. He's going to vote for Silvio Berlusconi.
Because, first of all, he is a businessman and he has always been successful with his companies. He is the only man in Italy who can put the country on the right track.
At the other end of the square, greengrocer Claudio is equally certain that he won't vote for Berlusconi.
I don't like the man. I'm afraid of the man. All he talks about is how rich and powerful he is. And I'd like to know exactly how he became so powerful and so rich.
That's one question Berlusconi still hasn't answered. At this rally in a luxury Roman hotel, Berlusconi's followers chant his name, and he revels in their applause and adoration. Berlusconi campaigns indoors. He likes the stage and works the mic with the aplomb of a nightclub singer. In fact, Berlusconi began his professional career as a crooner on Mediterranean cruises. In the 70s, he moved into real estate, and in a few short years, he built an empire based on three private television networks. Silvio Berlusconi is Italy's Citizen Kane and much more. His multimedia conglomerate encompasses newspapers and magazines, Italy's biggest publishing house, its biggest advertising agency, a big bank, an insurance company, a soccer team, a movie production company, and a chain of movie theaters. According to Forbes magazine, Berlusconi is the 14th richest man in the world, with a fortune estimated at $13 billion. Antonio Martino, who was foreign minister in Berlusconi's short-lived government, dismisses the issue of Berlusconi's potential conflict of interest.
Saying that he shouldn't be the prime minister because of the conflict of interest is equivalent to saying that all those millions of Italians who voted for him are totally stupid.
But Berlusconi has serious legal troubles. He's either been on trial or under investigation on charges including money laundering, tax evasion, and mafia connections. He's been convicted three times for bribing tax police and other financial illegalities, but some verdicts were overturned on appeal, or the convictions expired thanks to Italy's complex statute of limitations. Yet Berlusconi has convinced many Italians that he's the victim of a leftist conspiracy. He brands the entire Italian left as communists or Bolsheviks.
The left is waging a hate campaign. They are actually accusing me of having ordered political assassination, of being a mafioso, a shady businessman. They even say I'm a danger for democracy, that I hate the working class. Now, hearing all this, simple people in particular, who do not have analytical faculties, they might just believe all these terrible lies. This nasty climate could even lead to violent incidents.
Claiming he's received death threats, Berlusconi called off his party congress at the end of April. Critics say it was a ploy to steal the limelight from a center-left rally in Rome. The center-left candidate for prime minister is Francesco Rutelli. The center-left has governed Italy since 1996. It put the country's finances back in order and successfully steered Italy into the European single currency. But squabbling among its seven parties cost the government in popularity. The telegenic Rutelli appears to have healed internal divisions. He started out as a human rights activist and environmentalist. And as mayor of Rome for the last 8 years, he oversaw the city's renewal. He vows he'll do the same for the whole country.
Noi non daremo il nostro paese.
We will not consign our country to the forces of greed and private privilege, to a regime of selfishness and conflict of interest. Those days belong to the past forever and will never return again.
But the center-left government has been criticized for failing to pass conflict of interest legislation. It opted for behind-the-scenes and unsuccessful negotiations with Berlusconi. Actor Monio Vadia is a Rutelli supporter, and he warns that if Italians elect Berlusconi, Italy could end up like some South American regimes.
So the leader is a charismatic leader, he's the chief, his will is the only thing that is important, and freedom is only what he decides is freedom.
Berlusconi assures voters that he's the best candidate. He says he won't steal from them because he's already rich. But political scientist James Walston says Berlusconi is causing growing concern not only in Italy, but also in European capitals.
When he goes into any European heads of government meetings, the other 14 will say, is Mr. Berlusconi pushing for some sort of insurance harmonization because this is in Italy's interest or because it's in Mediolanum's interest? Mediolanum is one of Berlusconi's insurance companies. Is he pushing for some deal on broadcasting because of his own interests or otherwise?
Europeans also worry about Berlusconi's two controversial allies. Umberto Bossi, leader of the Northern League, has escalated his xenophobic, anti-immigrant rhetoric in recent months. Gianfranco Fini heads the post-fascist National Alliance. In some regions where it governs, this party has pushed through initiatives to change school books, a policy which critics say amounts to historical revisionism of the fascist period. Belgian Foreign Minister Louis Michel has already raised the possibility of European Union sanctions against Italy if the Berlusconi coalition comes to power. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.